Subconscious Whispers with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 6. Welcome back. Welcome to Module 6. This module is all about entering your subconscious mind through the use of meditation. Now, meditation is a way to tap into your subconscious mind anytime you want. And in the conscious state, your brain produces beta waves. However, as you drift into your subconscious mind, your brain waves will slow down. Alpha, theta, finally delta waves will be dominant. So during this time of being in these deeper states of alpha, theta, and delta, you are able to unleash your creativity and to mold your subconscious mind, which, as you already know, will affect your conscious mind. So the first step to learning about controlling your subconscious mind is to learn to listen to it. Remember, that's what this program is all about, the whispers that come from it. And you can do this by getting into a relaxed state, both physically and mentally. And to do that, I recommend sitting with your legs crossed or in a chair or lying down. In other words, doing whatever is relaxing for you. Find the position that works best for you. You don't have to sit in the classic meditative pose. And by the way, if you want to, you can. The classic meditative pose is your legs crossed, your back upright, your chin parallel with the floor, your eyes closed, your wrists resting gently on your knees with your palms facing upward, and making the OK sign with your hands. In other words, the tip of your left index finger touching the tip of your left thumb and the tip of your right index finger touching the tip of your right thumb. And this is the pose you've probably seen many times in many movies, or if you look for it on the internet, meditative pose or lotus position, that's the pose that you see. This does not have to be you. You do not have to sit in this pose. When I meditate, I do not sit in this pose because I find it uncomfortable. What I prefer to do is to lie down on my back on a bed. So when I meditate, I'm lying down on my back on a bed. I'm not concerned with my fingers touching the tips of my thumbs. I'm not concerned with any of that. I'm concerned with being comfortable. That's my only priority when I meditate. So I invite you to find a way to meditate that's relaxing for you. Some people find it challenging to meditate lying down on a bed because, after all, a bed is where people sleep, and some people are so programmed that when they lie down on their bed, they drift off to sleep. Whereas I am programmed that when I lie down on my bed, I'm usually going to listen to a hypnosis recording before I go to sleep. So I'm used to being in this meditative or hypnotic state on my bed when I'm lying down. If that's too much for you, if you would fall asleep while doing it, then I suggest you sit in a chair or lie down on the couch or even lie down on a floor. But the idea is that you'll lie down or sit down in a way that's comfortable for you at a time when no one's going to disturb you, and in such a way that if you were to lean one way or the other, you'd be okay. Some people get very relaxed during meditation, so having some pillows around you can be a wonderful idea. And you may be thinking this time, what's the difference between hypnosis and meditation? Not much. There's not much difference. In both, your goal is to go into a deeper state of consciousness. And in both, your goal is to improve your life somehow. But the difference comes into play with the goal. A lot of times in meditation, the goal is just to clear your mind, to let everything play out, you know, all those thoughts and everything, let them all play out, and then to calm down, to relax, and to center yourself. So when we compare that to hypnosis, a lot of times with hypnosis, the goal is to make a change. And so we have a script which has the change in it. You remember from the hypnosis module, there is a goal in mind. You're going to change something about yourself. So we have an outcome desired. Whereas with meditation, the outcome can just be to relax, to center yourself, to calm down, to create an oasis. So that's the only real distinction between the two. I meditate regularly, and I've found it to be very beneficial because it helps me calm down. Sometimes I develop stress about situations that really don't warrant stress. I mean, when you think about it, what really does warrant getting stressed out about? Nothing. You should be able to relax during almost every situation in your life. Now, if an emergency happens, that's understandable. But a lot of situations that we tend to get stressed out about really don't warrant that. And we look back at it years later and we think, wow, that was causing a lot of stress in my life at that time. Then we think, why? Why was I getting stressed about that? My goodness, it was so inconsequential. It was so small. But at the time we're going through it, it's everything for us. At the time we're in that reality, it's our entire world. It's all we see at that moment. And so it seems like we're stuck right in the middle of it sometimes. Well, that's where stress comes from when you start thinking like that. Meditation allows you to rise above that, to get an overall view of what's going on in your life, realize that this may be part of your hero's journey, as we talked about in previous modules. This may be part of just something that's going on for you that's a growth experience that's actually wonderful overall. Maybe you're getting stressed about some exams you have, but maybe once you pass those exams, you're going to go on to a higher level in your income and in the respect you have in your community and so forth. So maybe there's a really good payoff for you, and it's really worth it for you to push through that. And so meditation can be very helpful in those times to help you move through that, because what you're going through is actually very positive. You're having a stressful reaction to it, perhaps, but overall, it's really good for you. So centering yourself regularly can help you tremendously in pushing through the challenging parts of an outstanding, wonderful, beneficial experience. So meditation has been very powerful for me, just like hypnosis. I use hypnosis recordings almost every night as I go to sleep. And I meditate usually in the mornings, sometimes in the evening before going into hypnosis. I will meditate, which is just a matter of clearing my mind, letting everything come out, analyzing what happened to a little degree, analyzing a little bit. You don't want to overanalyze, but there are certain things that maybe were bothering you during the day that you want to look at and say, what's the other perspective I can take about this? How's the greater good affected by what happened? So you zoom out quite a bit. And instead of this microscopic view, you get a macroscopic view. You zoom out and you see what's really going on. So that can be very beneficial. So you can meditate by getting into a relaxed state, both physically and mentally. Sit however you want or lie down however you want. Take in deep, relaxing breaths that go all the way into your belly. Close your eyes and allow your mind to wander wherever it wants. Now, you may want to keep your eyes open, but I recommend closing your eyes because that gives you the ability to sort of see what's going on inside of your mind instead of seeing the curtains or the ceiling or the carpet or pictures. You can see what's going on in your mind and pay close attention to each thought that comes and to the emotions that are attached. Just let them come up. Don't attempt to control anything. Don't attempt to suppress anything. Don't attempt to guide anything at the beginning. Just let things come up, because sometimes the things that you've been pushing down during the day are the things that are causing stress. Maybe there are things you're not dealing with that you should, that you've been suppressing. So they're going to come out somehow. And if you don't deal with them, they're going to come out in a negative way. So let them come out. Let it all come up for you. Let it all come out. Let it all play out in your mind. This process usually just takes a few minutes where everything's kind of coming up. All the things that happened during the day, this person made me angry, I should have done this, I wish I hadn't done that, that kind of stuff. Just let all of that come up for you. And most importantly, tune into the emotions that are attached. You remember from an earlier module that we talked about the idea that memories aren't really memories. It's not as if it's shot with a movie camera. It's shot with the camera, which is your mind, and it's subject to change. So however you feel about that is going to affect the memory. So think about the emotions that are attached to what happened. What do you feel about it? And after each time you meditate, record what you experienced in the journal. That's ideal. If you just take a few moments and write down something, you'll probably get some really good insights. And I've gotten a lot of great program ideas for programs like this one came from meditation. Subconscious whispers that came from a meditation session. It just came to me. Wow, wait a minute. Subconscious mind whispers to us. I should share that with people. I should let them know about that, because that's a very powerful way of looking at things, that your subconscious mind whispers to you, and you want to have your subconscious mind whisper positive things so that you can get moving forward with your life. That came from a meditation session. So I encourage you to write down, to journal. Who knows? It could turn into a book or a movie, or it could just help you in your life. Now, within a few weeks, you should be able to understand those subconscious whispers. And this is when you're able to create goals and begin planning your next steps. And you can also work this into your hypnosis sessions, things that come up for you during meditation. Visualization meditation can be very powerful. Once you have your goals in mind, you can visualize them. So first few minutes of the meditation are usually spent just letting those things play out in your mind. Things that are on your mind or things that you suppress during the day, just let them play out. And then things should calm down for you. Then you can start focusing on what you want to create. So it's sort of like the script part of your hypnosis session. You visualize what you want to create. Now, not everyone is visual. Sometimes you may hear the future. You may turn into the sounds associated with the future. Sometimes you may feel the future if you're more kinesthetic. What will you be wearing? How will it feel? How will you feel emotionally? How will you feel to be in that environment physically and emotionally? How will it feel? So whether it's auditory, visual, or kinesthetic, you can start to meditate on the future and imagine the future that you want to create. This helps to program your subconscious mind to move toward that future. When your subconscious mind hears about that future or sees that future or feels that future, it starts to move toward it. It starts to think, well, that's reality because you're focusing on it so much. And it starts to move toward it. How does it move toward it? Well, in your everyday life, it finds ways to make it more and more real until you're actually there. You start to take opportunities that present themselves. You start to move in certain directions. You start to hear intuitive concepts coming to you or feel intuitive concepts or visualize intuitively where you should live, what you should do, what you should become, what you should create, and you start moving in those directions. Visualization has been a very powerful tool for me for unlocking my potential. Now, once you're in a meditative state, think about what you want to accomplish in life. You may also want to bring a list of things that you want to do to help you stay on track. Bring it to the meditation session. Maybe you want to focus on things you want to do. I want to see the pyramids of Egypt. I want to scuba dive in Costa Rica. Whatever it is for your personal interest, you want to focus on that. That's going to help you move forward toward actually making that happen. And visualize yourself or hear yourself or feel yourself accomplishing each and every goal in as much detail as possible. And use all of your senses to create vivid visualizations. Maybe you're primarily visual, but if you're still able to hear, then you do relate to the sense of hearing. And so you can evolve that sense also. Why limit yourself? Even if you're primarily visual, auditory, or kinesthetic, you probably relate to the other senses to some degree. So why not paint a full picture? Why not evolve all of the senses? Sight, sound, smell, touch, even taste. Truly allow the emotions of achieving your dream to resonate within you. And this will create a subtle change in your subconscious mind. And this change welcomes what is necessary for accomplishing everything you want. So once your subconscious mind begins welcoming and becomes a more welcoming subconscious mind, it's ready to receive direction. And during this time, it's important to continue using the visualization meditation. Remember, visualization is not just defined as seeing things. By using that word, I mean whatever works for you, visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. So by continuing to use this type of meditation where you perceive the future in the way that works for you, you're going to move forward. Otherwise, it may start to revert back to being less open and a less welcoming state. So it's important that you continue using this meditation. Continue to program yourself for what you want to create. That's how you're going to get what you really want. The possibility of getting what you want will be all the motivation your subconscious needs to begin taking the next step in the process, and the next step, and the step after that, and to keep you moving forward. So enjoy this process, enjoy meditation, and keep moving forward. Now in the next module, module 7, I'm going to share with you powerful ideas for creating positive changes in your subconscious mind. You're going to learn some other techniques that are going to also help you influence your subconscious mind. And that's what we want to do in this program. Have you influence your subconscious mind in such a way that it starts whispering to your conscious mind and influencing you in positive ways. It's already whispering, but we want it to whisper positive things, going to get you where you want to be. So join me in that module as we delve into that, creating positive changes in your subconscious mind. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.